If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
So, my friend, this Thanksgiving, are you praising God or ignoring Him? Are you living for Him in thanks or moving away from Him toward the greatest repository of punishment for evil? Hell. This Thanksgiving for you could be momentous.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thanks, Jerry. My friend, in my childhood, Thanksgiving Day was about sitting in front of the TV watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And even though I was from the Midwest, I'd get up from my cross-leg position on the floor to periodically switch channels, only three, to catch other views since everyone carried it, or to glimpse at the other parade from Philadelphia and those amazing mummers. The massive balloons, the bands, the horses, all were a feast for their eyes. And it signaled the beginning of the Christmas season, another feast for the eyes. Of course, later in my teen years, football became a passion, even if I was the only one in the family who enjoyed it. And of course, going to and having them come, the aunts, uncles, grandparents, and cousins all gathering for a feast of great proportion was a real joy with all those wonderful smells and tastes. There was much to be thankful for, and we most assuredly took time to bow our heads together and express our gratitude to our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, our Savior. But in this most unusual time, these traditions are being jeopardized. Yet we have much reason to be thankful to God, and we most assuredly need to. We're going to talk about that today on Wings of the Morning. Right now, why don't you listen as Damaris Carbaugh sings a great hymn of praise, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name.
Angels prostrate fall, bring forth the
Bible is filled with exhortation to and examples of thanksgiving and praise to God. Psalm 9:11 says this, "Sing praises to the Lord, enthroned in Zion. Proclaim among the nations what he has done." And Psalm 67:3 says, "May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you." 1 Chronicles chapter 16 gives two verses like this. "Give thanks to the Lord. Call in his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him. Sing praise to him. Tell of all his wonderful acts." In the New Testament, Paul says to the Ephesians, "Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." And this is what he said to the Colossians, "And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." So we could go on and on, but it is so very clear from God's word that we should praise and thank God not only on one day of the year, Thanksgiving, but every day and even all the day. Then it says we should thank God in all circumstances, both good and bad. That is certainly a tough order. But one part of that is that from our limited perspective, something might be bad, and yet, in the view of eternity, it might be just what was needed, what we needed. Certainly, war is terrible, but I certainly thank God that the Allies defeated Hitler and the Axis and saved more lives and stopped the Holocaust from continuing. It is also clear that we should thank and praise God in multiple ways, through words, proclaiming it to others, even to everybody in the world, it says, and through our deeds, our actions, our work, our play, our family life, our life in society, our everything. That's how we should praise the Lord. And then, my favorite, through singing. In worship, in devotion times, in daily living, in groups, by ourselves, with instruments, and, catch this, even in our mind, quietly, silently, singing to God within our hearts. But these days, and not just because of all the nasty things happening in the world, even before pandemics, many people are not thanking God at all. In fact, I would say few are, maybe even very few. Moreover, if they show any gratitude, and even that's in short supply, it's just to another person, not God, because either explicitly or implicitly, they really don't believe in God. Paul said to the Romans, "For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God, nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened." My friend, doesn't that totally describe today? No gratitude to God leads darkened attitude toward everything. Listen to this wisdom from the book of Proverbs. "If a man pays back evil for good, evil will never leave his house." You see, God and God's acts are always good. God is good. Remember praying that little thankful prayer as a child? God is good. Well, he's good to us, and he's good for us, no matter what it seems. So to pay back God with ingratitude and with doing more evil will only result in evil never leaving your life. That's what he's saying. For example, instead of praising and thanking God for our children, we kill them through abortion. That leads to all kinds of personal and societal evils. Instead, we should praise and thank God for these gifts from him. More mouths are not a curse. They're a blessing. Let's change this ingratitude. So, my friend, this Thanksgiving, are you praising God or ignoring Him? Are you living for Him in thanks or moving away from Him toward the greatest repository of punishment for evil, hell? This Thanksgiving for you could be momentous. You could give thanks for a new life in Jesus Christ. Why don't you pray with me right now to receive Him? Pray this. Dear Jesus, please forgive me for all of the evil I've thrown your way. I'm thankful that you came and took my place on the cross. Please come into my heart right now. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. That's 877-306-HOME. Or you can reach me by writing me online at Sunday Breakfast Mission, all three words, SundayBreakfastMission.org. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.